Hi, this is Dr. Sharma here, calling for recording for Nathaniel Flemister, Nathaniel Flemister, Flemister, date of birth 3/13/1972. Date of accident is 12/27/2023. Date of service is 3/13/2025. The patient is here for evaluation continuously every month. As a pedestrian, he was hit by a car, leading to various surgeries, including cervical spine fusion surgery at Sinai Grace Hospital. He also was involved in another accident where he had a lumbar spine surgery in 2020. Sorry, the cervical spine surgery was done in a prior accident in 2017, not during this accident. He did not have any case number or claim number. He got MSCP after 6 to 7 months when he started seeing doctors for this particular case dated 12/27/2023. He had multiple episodes of pain in the headaches, dizziness, ringing in the ear, loss of balance, loss of concentration, blurred vision. ADLs were very poor, severe spasm in the paravertebral muscles. Both the sacroiliac joints were tender. He did come for 2 epidural injections that were hard to do as due to the extreme fibrosis. We never tried the cervical epidural as we believed that it will be impossible to do it. And the patient never arrived for SI joint injections. A conservative treatment has been provided to the patient at his request. He has seen spine doctors, and he has been provided medications as well as physical therapy. 10 days ago, he developed an extreme frozen shoulder. He could not open up to 10 degrees even in abduction. And again, the therapy was provided to his shoulder for an extreme time, and he is now improved. He can open his shoulder up to 90 degrees in abduction and forward flexion. And he has still have symptoms of pain in the right shoulder and pain in the lower back to the tune of 7 to 8. And he has shooting pain to the right leg, front and back. He's improving significantly. Overall pain level is 8. The ADLs are affected 7. The patient reports a 70% improvement at this time. And please review the records for the ADL for system review for additional issues. Medications are Tylenol codeine with number 4. And no substance abuse is reported. Compliance history is good. Blood pressure 118/69, pulse 70, pulse ox is 100. Rest of the exam will remain the same from previous visit of 2/24/2025, dictation number 0225-050, except for the right shoulder, which is now 90 degrees in abduction. And there is an increased strength, 4/5 in motor power, grip is good, and the patient has tenderness, pain in the rotator cuff region. His MRIs were reviewed at this time, and it was discussed that the patient has a tendinosis and tendinosis and interstitial tear of the supraspinous and anterior infraspinous tendon, and superior subscapularis tendinosis and parallel anterior labral tear. The patient has also been advised to consult an orthopedic surgeon so that a consult can be given whether he requires surgery, which will benefit him. Other than that, the patient is stable and comfortable. He continues with with all the medications. Physical therapy continues for his neck and lower back and both the shoulders, especially for frozen shoulder. He has been advised to use a lot of massage and muscle relaxers as well as laser treatment and infrared treatment. Chiropractic treatment, massage is ordered. And the patient remains disabled for work, housework, replacement, transportation, and case management. Medications continue from previous visit: Celebrex, Protonix, Tylenol Codeine, and Lyrica. Thank you.